It is time for the Napoleon Hill Institute weekly training, Lessons in Perspective and the Emotional Mastery. A lot of people will talk about this and be confused. And so I wanted to do a training about the power of perception and self-mastery. In our fast-paced world, we're constantly navigating a series of emotional triggers, reactions to fear, and whether our business, our relationships, our personal lives, the way we react to this fear, the triggers that we have can determine not only our success, but also our ability to maintain peace, ease, clarity, harmony, and resilience. One of the most valuable skills that we can develop is the power of perception, the relativity of all, the meaning we give things, as we have the ability and capability of giving meaning to everything that we see. And this ability to understand the emotions, the energy emotions, are not always what they seem on the surface. Often our emotions are projections of a deeper, hidden fears, interference, assumptions, unresolved trauma and issues. But by mastering the art of reframing our emotional reactions, these reactions to fear, we can transform frustration, anxiety, stress, into clarity, growth, and actionable insights with definiteness of purpose. In this training, which I will provide to everyone, all you have to do is email me, david@dmeltzer.com, if you like the training on these lessons of perception and, of course, the emotional mastery that will come from it. Just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. But in this training, we'll explore how to better understand the underlying causes of our emotions, being able to reframe them for a clear decision-making process, and to be able to build emotional resilience that leads to more intentional response. Through practical strategies, as meta-practical practitioners, will exercises and real-world examples, we will shift from being driven by these reactions to fear, these emotions created by those reactions to fear, the clues and the patterns that exist in the reactions to fear, to responding with clarity, harmony, and purpose. Ultimately, in this training, which I'm happy to provide you, we can master our emotions that will allow us to reclaim the self-control, the mastery over your thoughts, the beliefs, the feelings, the actions, and the words that interfere with our potential. Empowering you to lead with intention, both in business and in life. The first lesson in the power of perception is the way we perceive situations, the meaning we give situations, the relativity of those situations influence how we emotionally react to that fear. And by mastering the relativity and the perception, we can transform the interference, the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, worried, etc. And imagine if we took away all of the time, value, and emotion and money that you wasted in those perceptions, we can now transcend them into clarity. We're able and capable of enhancing our emotional resilience and our decision-making process to allow us to prioritize, and post-prioritize what's important to us in our business and our life. So many times I'm working with different managers who react in anger. They react in anger to so many different mistakes and missed deadlines, and people who have lied, cheated, manipulated, and stolen from the company. But later, these people who I coach and help realize that this anger was rooted and anxiety over their own workload, not the employee's mistake, setback, or failure. Emotions often stem from underlying reactions to those fears. We give meaning to the past and assumptions of those meanings, which creates misperceptions of what's actually occurring. So many times we think we know the truth and we don't. We think we know what we know and we don't. This is where the tranquility comes in, that is described as a tranquil human being. Human tranquility is humility. We learn to understand this concept to allow us to detach from the reaction, the knee-jerk reaction of the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, that causes the frustration, anger, guilt, and resentment, and worry that so many of us waste our lives in. We want to make more intentional choices. We want to do the right thing, say the right thing, think the right thing, believe the right thing, and feel good. So what we need to do is to reframe the situation, not the reaction. Reframe the situation by examining the deeper causes and meaning behind the emotions and the reaction. But before we can do that, we need to stop. We can't go over it, under it, through it, around it, outlogic it, resist it, lie to it, cheat it, manipulate it, and deny it. We need to stop and think about why we're reacting this way and reframe the situation with a different meaning. And that emotional frustration, guilt, anger, resentment will dissipate and even disappear. As a meta practitioner, a practical metaphysical being practicing mindfulness and elevating our awareness to improve our emotional responses to fear by stopping, reminding, recollecting, and remembering our source so we can be a greater resource in our perceptions of things, because we control the meaning we give things. We understand relativity's meaning, and we give that meaning to perceptions that we want. In the lessons of the power of perception is the power that we hold alone, and that we're capable and able to make ourselves easy by dissipating the dis-easy caused by the wrong meaning and the wrong reactions. In lesson two, we're going to talk about the core teachings that are involved in the emotions and reactions. You see, emotions are not mere reactions. Emotions are always in a never-ending flow. That's why it's called energy in motion, emotion. They're indicators of the underlying issue. They're indicators to elevate our awareness to what and how we can make things easy and dissipate the diseasy. By understanding and reframing them, we can unlock the emotional resilience, the energy of resilience and clarity to be a more effective decision maker. Number one, we have to understand that emotions are indicators, not truth. Just like intuition is an indicator, has no relativity to when this is going to be important. It's just elevating your awareness to say, this will be important, I just don't know when. So many entrepreneurs that I work with feel threatened by a competitor's new product, service, solution, but realizes that their upset feelings are based off of their own insecurity about their own capability, not the competitor's action. You cannot find outside of you what you can't see inside of you. Emotions are mere signals that point to a deeper, often unacknowledged fear that you're reacting to, or an assumption of those fears, a meaning of your past, without alignment of where you want to be or better. Utilizing lesson one of perception, and the power is to recognize this to empower us to stop, to reflect, remind, remember, and recollect, to drop, and to choose and reprioritize our response in intention, in a definiteness of purpose. By doing, seeing, thinking, feeling, and believing things in alignment with our divine direction, not interfering with it. We need to practice predisposing ourselves to detachment, predisposing ourselves to surrender in a mindset that allows us to be intentional. Surrender doesn't mean quitting. It's just a predisposition that I am going forth and doing my best in humility, because I know I don't know what I don't know. I know I'm not in control. But if I practice detaching from the reactions to fear, the reactive emotions that interfere with our clarity and our harmony, we then gain clarity, harmony, focus, and unbelievable acceleration, aggregation, giving us a compounding impact on our future. Secondly, the power of reframing this allows us as leaders to become, the power of reframing this allows us to dissipate that frustration. So many leaders that I work with become frustrated by the delays that occur. I will tell you, never will things happen as fast as you want them to happen. And if you want more, it'll never be enough. So many leaders become frustrated by these delays. Instead of staying upset, they reframe this as an opportunity to find light, love, and lesson, to improve the team, the collaboration, to find out how we can be more efficient, effective, and statistically successful, utilizing lenses of productivity, accessibility, and gratitude into a timeless future. This predisposition allowing us to reframe the delays that things happen so slowly and then all of a sudden. We can change how we perceive a situation and can change the emotional experience of that situation, allowing the power of reframing to shift from frustration to growth, gratitude, learning in a positive divine direction will transform the detours into their own divinity and allow for the timelessness of divine time to reveal the light, the love, and the lessons in the frustration. We need to reframe the current challenges. I always say never waste a struggle, never waste a challenge, by focusing and being intentional on what can be learned or gained. Notating what we pay attention to and give attention to will equal the coincidence, the coinciding of the outcomes, the consequences, and the results that we want. Use gratitude in itself and forgiveness to shift your own focus from the problems to the possibilities to the probabilities to your perspective. When you know what you want, it takes the nothingness of living your life like a tube, food in and food out, into a possibility by knowing what you want. And when you then know who you can help and who can help you, you take the possibility and make it a probability. When you know how to utilize the incremental usage of time, the incremental usage of time within the context of timelessness, when you know how to be productive, accessible, gracious, attention and intention of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, we now can take probability and make it our perspective. And then we do this disposition of pre-prioritization, prioritization, and post-prioritization, which will effectively take our perception and make it our reality by knowing what to do now and knowing what to do next. And in that context of knowing what to do now, we then, in our reality, can apply our why and become inspired. If you want to take the nothingness that you live into, living the myth of Sisyphus, pulling a boulder to the top of the hill just to have it roll down to the bottom, and know what you want personally, experientially, giving and receiving wise to make it a possibility, know who you can help and who can help you to make it a probability, know how you're going to get it done with incremental time within the context of the infinite time to make it a perspective, and then actually knowing by pre-prioritizing, prioritizing, and post-prioritizing your now and your next to make it your reality, you're in a perfect position with emotional indicators reframing to be inspired, to live in spirit, to dissipate, dissolve, and disappear the interference that most people live in. The third things we need to do under the guise of our core teachings from emotions as indicators, the power of reframing, is release. We cannot live in a world of judgments, conditions, and comparisons. You have to release the judgments to gain the harmony, clarity, and focus and intention that you want. So many business partners that I work with prematurely judge others' work without, of course, fully understanding the challenges that exist and where they are and what they like and don't like, what works and doesn't work, and what they know and don't know. If they are able and capable of releasing that judgment, suspending that judgment, they now can respond thoughtfully, leading to better communication and a stronger partnership and collaboration, coordination by meeting each other where we are at and appreciating the differences in order to align our divine purpose in a divine direction with the detours shared upon both of us to make those divine as well and to reduce the impatience to make it a divine time as well. When we have judgments, conditions, comparisons, it clouds the clarity, it interferes and escalates the emotional reaction. We have too big of a need to be offended, need to be right, superior and inferior and separate. By suspending the judgment's conditions and the comparative nature that steals our joy, we now, by suspending it, can create a space for more rational thinking and productive conversations of knowing what we like and what we don't like, knowing what's working, what's not working, knowing what we know and what we don't know. This idea to practice suspending judgment's conditions will create moments of emotional conflict, not days, weeks, months, and years. Take your time. Respond thoughtfully. You don't need to react impulsively. You just need to stop, drop, and roll in order to effectuate the core teachings. Use those emotions as an indicator of the power of reframing and the release mechanism in order to facilitate, to make easy this idea of emotional mastery, to have the right perspective. The third lesson is how to apply it to business and life. Mastering emotions improves, of course, our leadership and our effectiveness. It strengthens our relationships and helps us to stay focused on our long-term divine direction, even when faced with struggle, mistakes, failures, setbacks, and challenges. Don't waste them. Number one, realize that in the consistent, persistent pursuit, we need emotional resilience as well. And many business leaders face intense pressure from different stakeholders that are around them, but also remain emotionally composed that allow them to navigate these challenges. They don't waste the struggle, and they make decisions with that clarity, harmony, and focus. Leaders who face these reactions to fear daily develop an ability to step back, reflect, stop, drop, and roll, and respond intentionally by doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing in alignment with where they want to be or better without wasting or interfering or worth accelerating in the wrong direction, which will lead to wiser decisions and greater business success. We need to regularly check in with our emotion. We need to identify the clues, the patterns, and the choices we're making during the challenges and the struggles, the setbacks, and the failures that exist within business situations. Practice stepping back. Play above the game. Remind, remember, and reflect so you can protect, promote, love, and perfect by making decisions that are clear, balanced, harmonious in these emotionally charged moments of reaction to fear, with the needs of being offended, right, separate, inferior, superior, etc. This will, number two, strengthen your relationship with self. The mastery of self strengthens the relationship with self, and the more you love yourself, the more you can love others. So many managers face difficult conversations with team members again and again and again. Instead of reacting emotionally, they ask questions and give suggestions. They're more interested than interesting. They listen carefully to understand the root causes of the issues so they can address them with those questions and suggestions. Misunderstandings that often arise from projected personal fears and reacting to them otherwise will require someone to ask the clarified questions, open-ended questions, and practicing their empathy, the ease to create stronger and more effective relationships. We need to practice questions and suggestions before reacting emotionally to interpersonal relationships in these situations. We talked about earlier to reframe negative assumptions to create opportunities to strengthen those connections. The third thing is to have the vision, the harmony, and focus. I know so many startup founders that become overwhelmed by the competition and the market pressure. They become overwhelmed. Why? Because they don't utilize the antidote to feeling overwhelmed. Prioritization, knowing what's important to you in the divine direction, when the detours occur, and divine time to have the patience to know that things happen very slowly, then all of a sudden allows those founders to focus and regain the connectivity with their divine direction, create the divine detour, protection, promotion, love, and perfection of their own visions and their own trajectories. So many times emotions often arise when we lose sight of our purpose. the drifters of the world, 98% of people will lose sight and drift away and accelerate in the wrong direction. But with a definiteness of purpose, we can reconnect to the divine direction, the divine detour in divine time. And this vision will always help you regain the perspective and guide you intentionally with the definiteness of purpose to the prioritized decision-making that allows us to carry forward, accelerate, aggregate, and compound exponentially those outcomes that we desire or better. Revisit your divine direction, your long-term vision. Have goals, but have a predisposition of surrender within the context of those goals that you are protected, promoted, loved, and respected. So when no evidence or the evidence is contrary to where you want to be as a parent, then you still continue on in the divine and feel emotionally at ease instead of emotionally overwhelmed. It is the pre-prioritization, prioritization, and post-prioritization process that allows us as an antidote not to procrastinate or feel overwhelmed. We can utilize emotional shifts as reminders to realign with the definiteness of purpose and align the perspective to that in the divine direction, detour, and time. It is so important to have emotional resilience in business as well to clear the interference between us and our potential. In lesson four, we want to learn about the reflection, recollection, the reminding, and remembrance with our actions, our words, our thoughts, our beliefs, and feelings. We actually can create a definiteness of purpose, an intentional plan. As the reflection, remembrance, recollection occurs in the action plan, the intentional plan will help us to internalize this emotional mastery. We can create sustainable habits, behaviors that are aligned with where we want to be or better and allow for emotional resilience and intentional decision-making. Notating that intention of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing will sustain the behaviors. Good behaviors can be defined as behaviors that's aligned with where we want to be or better. Bad behavior is defined as behavior that interferes with it. It is a reflection, reminder, and recollection with your source that will make you a greater resource. Utilize a mastermind to create self-mastery. A mastermind where participants share the stories and the lessons where they were reframing and releasing from the comparison, judgments, and conditions that transformed an emotional upset into a moment of personal and professional or professional growth. In this mastermind, hearing real-world examples of emotional mastery provides practical insights and inspiration to apply your why and apply these principles in everyday life. Share in these masterminds these examples when reframing and releasing judgments, conditions into an experience that led to this growth. Remember, remind, and reflect on how these principles can be applied to your situation, your current setbacks, failures, mistakes, your current challenges, and don't waste them. Create the action plan to participate and create a perspective shift plan to help you stop, drop, and roll. Stop, remind, remember, and recollect and reflect, and then reframe our emotions in alignment where we want to be or better by looking for the clues, the challenge, and the purpose so that the next time that we react to fear, that we dissipate or dissolve the amount of time that we spend in resistance, we shorten that resistance with wisdom and faith. And can quantitatively measure how much we worry or how frustrated, angry, upset, second inferior, superior, frustrated we are. We actually should create an actionable plan that will ensure that these emotional shifts are intentional, practice, behavioral, and deliver rather than react. When we start to establish our own perspective, our own meaning of the past with the clues, patterns, and choices we make, we can actually create a perspective shift plan of how we want to shift our perspective or the meaning of the past in order to get to where we want to be or better. In that plan, we want to align the meaning of what has happened with where we want to be or better, knowing that the meaning that we give our past is the only limitation in our future. Because it is our self-image that's created by the people of the past. past, and we are only limited by our own self-image because, once again, we'll never achieve our own self-image. So next time you're upset, stop, drop, and roll and ask, am I upset for the reasons I think? And if I am, then can I change the reason? Can I change the meaning of my past? Reframe it. All situations can be reframed by relativity, relativity being the meaning of the past that we give it, the perspective that we give it. And when we can identify deeper causes or find the light, the love, and the lessons, we then can give it the meaning that we want. And so when I lost everything, instead of being punished, when I lost everything, I made it my greatest promotion, protection, love, and perfection. I reframed the situation and identified a deeper cause of my fear of losing everything, of my own lack of worthiness, and found the light, the love, and the lessons to have faith in something bigger than me that protected, promoted, loved, and perfected me. Something bigger than me, an omniscient, all-powerful, all-known source to make me a greater resource. And the reframing of not only the wisdom of my past and the meaning of my past, but the faith in something bigger than me, when absolutely no evidence, or in fact, all the evidence was contrary to where I wanted to be better. And I started to respond intentionally by stop, dropping, and rolling, by saying, doing, thinking, feeling, and believing in alignment with my own imagination, my own self-image, my own potential, rather than reacting with interference, with the need to be right, offended, separate, fear, superior, anxious, frustrated, and angry. In conclusion, we can master our emotions with intentions. We can do, say, think, feel, and believe to dissipate, to evolve, and disappear the interference between us and our potential, us and our whole. As I conclude this training, it's important to remember that emotions are not interference. They're not obstacles. They're powerful indicators, signals guiding us towards indicating a greater self-awareness, a purpose, a potential, a profitability of where we can be or better. Whether in business, leadership, personal relationships, our ability to understand the frame and intentionally react to the fear and identify the clues, patterns, and choices of our emotions is what separates the great leaders from those 90% drifters who simply react and spend the majority of their time in the reaction to fear. By mastering the emotional resilience, we create space for growth, obviously better decision-making, and stronger and more authentic connections, collaborations, and coordinations with others. The principles we discussed today offer these practical tools to be a medic practitioner, to shift from emotional reactivity to emotional mastery in the relativity, in the perception, in the meaning. By incorporating these strategies into your daily life, you can approach challenges with clarity, harmony, intentionality, a definiteness of purpose, a mindset that allows you to thrive in any situation. The journey of emotional mastery is ongoing, but the results are clear. Harmony, peace, and success. Fulfillment, passion, purpose, and profitability are well worth the effort. Today is the day that you commit to enjoying what you don't like or love, enjoying what other people don't like or love, in a consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential. By examining the indication, the clues, the patterns, and the choices of emotions, reframe the challenges that exist, the setbacks, failures, and mistakes. Don't waste the struggle and lead with that purpose, and you'll unlock the power of your source. It's transformational in both your life and your business. This has been the Napoleon Hill Institute weekly training. It's the lessons in perspective and emotional mastery. If you want to live your life at ease, if you want to live your life easy and dissipate the diseasy, then email me, get your guides, your exercises in this training at david@dmeltzer.com. Email me. I'm happy to send those to you. Also throw in my book if you'd like, david@dmeltzer.com. I want to thank everyone. Be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.